Public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane, who stands accused of perjury, on Thursday indicated through her lawyer that she wants to have the three charges against her withdrawn. In a short appearance before the Pretoria Regional Court, Dali Mpofu, representing Mkhwebane, said that they were seeking a two-month postponement of the case to make representations to the Director of Public Prosecutions to have the charges squashed. Mpofu told the court that they regarded the charges as frivolous and contrived, and that if their request for a withdrawal was not granted, it would see them approach the High Court. Public Protector spokesperson Opa Sigalwe provided comment on the court proceedings.
Just to reiterate what Advocate Dali Mpofu said in court today, representing the Public Protector, this was Advocate Mkhwebane's first appearance in court on the perjury charges. The defense only received the docket, which we have been asking for a couple of weeks now, today, just before the proceedings. And so we have agreed on a two-month postponement to the 25th of March 2021. During this period, all pre-trial matters will be dealt with, but we will also use the opportunity to make representations to the National Director of Public Prosecution. The aim being to have the charges withdrawn, because our view is that these are frivolous and contrived charges. In the event the NDPP sees things differently, we will consider approaching the High Court to challenge that decision. That is, if she disagrees that the charges be withdrawn. And as indicated in our December 18, 2020 statement, the Public Protector is a law-abiding citizen who believes in the rule of law, including that we are all equal before the law. She will continue to cooperate with authorities. However, she maintains her innocence and is confident that she will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
The National Prosecuting Authority says Mkhwebane intentionally and unlawfully lied while under oath in her affidavit to the North Gauteng High Court when she declared that she had only had one meeting with Zuma on April 25th of 2017, when she knew that this was not true. When she declared in an affidavit to the Constitutional Court on April 26, 2018, that she had a second meeting with Zuma on June 7th to clarify his response to her provisional report, when she knows that this was not true, and when she declared to the Constitutional Court on June 5th, 2018, that she did not discuss her final Absa Bancorp report with Zuma when they met on June 7th, 2018, when she knew that this was not true. This case has been postponed until the 25th of March, 2021. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.